Good morning and good night to an era that has passed since the first Avengers movie until today, when Endgame releases across the world, including India, with 2.5 million tickets sold out as pre-booked. Don't be that person who ends up giving out spoilers just because you've watched it. One thing is certain, and it's a bit of a spoiler. Contrary to all hopes and expectations, Thanos does not die at the hands of Modi. But before we go ahead with the last editorial for this week, really want to wish a good morning to Arun Jaitley. But I think what not just me, but everyone should wish him is get well soon, sir. Though there is no cure for the Gandhi obsession. Yesterday, deeply disappointed that Priyanka Gandhi will not contest elections, Arun Jaitley went on micro-blogging spree. It's just that it was a classic example of people who have glass houses shouldn't throw stones at other people's houses. Mr. Jaitley, the last time you contested elections, you lost by a record margin. And this time you aren't even contesting. And you became a finance minister because of corporate lobbying. Forget that. Have you ever won an election other than the cricket one and maybe back in your student days? This 26th of April 2019, and I want what the Prime Minister is flying. The IAF planes, not because they are IAF, but boy are the tickets cheap. In case you missed it, the BJP paid a total of rupees 1.4 crore to the Indian Air Force for 240 non-official domestic trips made by Modi since the start of his tenure as PM until January 29, according to information received by Scroll.in from the IAF under the RTI Act. On some routes, the tickets were so cheap that SpiceJet felt left out by Modi ji. The BJP paid rupees 744 for a Balangir Patachera trip by Modi on 15 January 2019. This route in Balangir district of Odisha is not commercially linked. If IAF can manage such cheap tickets, please let Jet Airways, Air India and whatever other airlines we have, let all of them be managed and operated by the Indian Air Force. Now, only if this was also possible to calculate for the airtime coverage that BJP seems to be getting. Don't be silly, this is all free in case you missed it. I'm talking about the live streaming of the Aarti from Varanasi. Finally, one could see the wave. I mean, haters are going to hate, say it is money wave and not Modi wave, but haters are haters. They will also say the Prime Minister should stop politicizing Pulwama and Balakot. Well, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday held a mega roadshow in Varanasi, taking his parliamentary constituency Varanasi by storm a day ahead of filing his nomination papers. Modi started his 7-kilometer roadshow by first garlanding the statue of BHU founder Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. And today, according to the BJP, the JDU president and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, along with Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray, will accompany Modi as he files his nomination around 11:30 a.m. At Varanasi, the Prime Minister also spoke of the terror attack in Sri Lanka and the threat to national security in the country due to cross-border terror. In Pulwama, they made martyrs of 40 of our Jawans. After this attack, 42 terrorists in that area have been neutralized. This is our way of working, unquote. This is the quote by news agency ANI from Prime Minister Modi. Now, if this should not be a reason enough for election commission officers to pack their bags, go home, sleep it off, and then maybe look for a new job, because dude, tumse na hoga. You don't have it in you to execute this job. The election commission turns a blind eye whenever it comes to model code violations by the Prime Minister or BJP Chief Amit Shah. There, I said it. Meanwhile, the Election Commission yesterday revoked its suspension order of Mohammad Mohsin, who was removed from the post of General Observer for checking Prime Minister Narendra Modi's helicopter in Odisha Sambalpur earlier this month. The CAT also issued notices to the EC, that is Election Commission, as well as four others, and directed them to respond within 4 weeks. The EC had suspended Mohsin a day after he allegedly violated its instructions that SPG protectees should not be checked. Mohsin, who moved the tribunal in Bengaluru, told the bench he had taken permission from an SPG official who had agreed that Modi's helicopter could be videographed from a distance. However, the SPG later complained to the Election Commission. Talking about complaints and other news, Justice Indu Malhotra was, on Thursday, 25th April, appointed member of the Supreme Court in-house inquiry committee constituted to look into a former woman employee's allegations of sexual harassment against Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi, hours after Justice N.V. Ramana recused himself from the panel. Justice Ravana opted out after the woman complainant raised concerns over his presence in the panel, saying he's a close friend of the CJI and like a family friend to him, and that she fears her affidavit and evidence will not receive an objective and fair hearing. The reconstituted committee, which includes Justice S.A. Bobde and Justice Indira Banerjee, is scheduled to meet on Friday. Incidentally, Justice Malhotra heads the Gender Sensitization and Internal Complaints Committee of the court, empowered to deal with cases of sexual harassment on the Supreme Court premises. Why she wasn't there to begin with is a question for another day, perhaps. And before we head to international news, India's first lab meat project took off on Thursday with the Hyderabad-based Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology and National Research Center on Meat coming together to produce ahimsa meat. With an initial funding of 4.4 crore by the Department of Biotechnology, scientists will develop mutton and chicken from stem cells without animal rearing. The clean meat, CCMB scientists said, is nutritionally equivalent to conventional animal meat, and it tastes, smells, looks and feels the same. Ahimsa meat not only gives food security but will help in animal welfare and carbon footprint reduction. India is among few countries where the government is funding the project to produce fat-free boneless meat. Hopefully, this meat will be branded safe for Muslims and Dalits to carry and will come with a certificate that people carrying this should not be lynched publicly or privately. And on to international news, where US President Donald Trump yesterday said he would soon host Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the White House, setting the stage for a possible agreement on trade between the world's two largest economies. And it seems like it is the season of hosting. Kim Jong-un invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit North Korea, and the offer was readily accepted, according to the state media in Pyongyang. And meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has given a long-awaited response to the Yellow Vest protest movement with promises of tax cuts, higher pensions and a reform of the civil service. In his first press conference in 2 years as president, Macron promised 5 billion euro worth of cuts to income tax for lower and average earners, as well as pension rises for the poorest, and vowed no more schools or hospitals would be closed during his presidency. Well, that is all I have for you for today. I will be back on Monday morning. Until then, have a cooling and a calm weekend. Goodbye from takeapart.in.